B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I know times are tight right now. I know they are. But my God, Netflix is raising their prices by $2, and people cannot handle it. That's $24 a year extra for your Netflix.
And it's totally worth it.
You know what it is, Peps? We're in too deep. There's certain things that you're in too deep right now that they just got you. They can do whatever. Like, for example, for me, Amazon, they can hit me up and go, by the way, Ramiro, just for you, not for anybody else, just for you, we're going to charge you extra every time you order a package over a certain amount of weight or whatever. And you know what I would say? I'd say, yes, mommy, whatever you say. I'm in too deep right now. I enjoy my Amazon. They could do whatever they want with me. And I know you're like that with Netflix, Pebbles.
I am. But I wouldn't go that far, as you're saying, with Amazon. But what I will say about the Netflix thing, like, I don't have a problem with them currently raising the price. And I think they have to do it now because you know how all these other stations are coming with streaming services? So that's if things start getting taken off of Netflix, that's where it's going to be a problem. Right now, it's worth it with all the content that they currently have. But then I just saw, like, NBC might be taking The Office off of Netflix.
Yeah, saw
they're going to lose all their Disney stuff.
Right. So that's why I'm like, they're probably trying to, like, do it now. They probably should have done it last year, the year before.
Listen, I got an issue. Now, keep in mind, this is coming from someone who doesn't pay for Netflix.
Right.
Here's my issue.
Hold on.
Are you even allowed in this conversation?
I'm going to tell you, I'm speaking for all the people out there that share the Netflix passwords.
Right.
Okay?
Well, you're not sharing.
Right. I'm getting shared.
She's borrowing / stealing.
Let's be specific.
You're going to make this kind of announcement the day after they tell you they're going to start cutting off the sharing of the password stuff. If you're going to raise prices, allow people to share their passwords.
But did they say, you still can share your password.
You can, but they're going to start making it so it's harder to do it. And
that's
now you're
going to
raise
true.
The price? Yes, it is.
Melissa, I'm telling you this because I have an account. I bought the Platinum account,
right,
which means I get to share my password. Four people can be on it. So
right.
I automatically, there's nothing illegal about that.
No, there's
I don't
nothing
understand.
Illegal about it. I get that. I don't want to say illegal, that's a bad word, where it gets a little sketchy, is when those four people are sharing it with four other people, which happens all the time.
Right, and there's not a problem with it if people are using it, but there's only like four people.
Right. But where
so
it comes
I don't
down,
understand, I don't understand
it, listen,
this.
Melissa's not one of those four people.
Right.
She's one of the four people that the four people share it with,
right,
in which case now she gets cut out.
Correct. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Why don't you just get together with, you know, four other people and you all decide
Pebbles.
To share a monthly account? That way you're
it's
only
not the
paying
money per se.
A few dollars.
It's not the money per se. And I said this yesterday, and I'm taking the George Costanza route. Why pay for something when if I apply myself, I can get it for free?
Yes. Melissa, would you be willing, if you find a gentleman out there, you know, somebody who you're possibly talking to online and stuff like that, if he said, hey, listen, send me a picture of your boobs every month and I'll hook you up with a Netflix.
You'll be one of my four people.
You know she would be in.
No.
I'm just saying, would you do it?
I'd have to think about that.
In other words,
know.
Yes, she would. She I just wouldn't know. Tell us that she'd do it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.